Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Christ the King Redemptive Ministry. Let's give God a hand clap of praise on this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you and praise you, oh God. But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome all. This is a day to be in the house of God. Amen. And I pray, we here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries are praying for you, that God will meet your need. Amen. That he will hear from heaven. Amen. From the Word of God that's going to be delivered by Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen. And that you will receive a right now word that God will begin to move in your life mightily and powerfully. Amen. You just have to believe in what he says. Amen. Trust and believe in his word, and it shall come to pass for you. Glory to God. But before I begin, let's go right into Psalm 145. Amen. The book of Psalms, chapter 145. Amen. Book of Psalms 145. I'm reading out of the Amplified Version this morning, and the word of the God, word of the Lord reads as such. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. With grateful affectionate praise, every day with its new reasons will I bless you, affectionately and gratefully praise you. Yes, I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised, and his greatness is so vast and deep as to be unsearchable. One generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. That's the book of Psalms, chapter 145, reading verses 1 through 5. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Amen? Amen and amen again. Well, as we are opening up the service, amen, just want to go quickly into the announcements, and then immediately following the announcements, we're going into prayer, and following prayer, we'll receive none other than the worship leader, Sister Melissa Butler, and immediately following that, let's prepare our hearts to receive the word of God from our pastor, Apostle Christopher McQueen. So for this morning, letting you know, every Tuesday at 7 p.m., join us for Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast, amen, with Apostle Christopher McQueen. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., join me, yours truly, for Prophetic Atmosphere. And every Saturday at 9:30 and Sunday at 8:30, join us for Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast, our live shows, amen. You can hear every broadcast we have live at www.ctkr.org. As many of you know, that is our website, and we definitely invite you there. Amen. Hit us up on the website. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Amen. Let him know how he's speaking to you, and let us know how He is most of all blessing you. Glory to God. Just want to let you know that if you are interested in learning more about us, maybe becoming a vision and prayer partner and supporter of this ministry, amen, or if you want myself or Apostle McQueen to come minister at any one of your engagements, again, as you're on our website, www.tgkr.org. Go to the Contact Us tab that's located at the top of our website. Click there, follow the instructions, and someone will contact you at our earliest convenience. Amen? Amen. Even for those of you who are interested and want someone to touch and agree with you in prayer, or if you are looking to see our broadcast live or even in the archives, go to our media tab page, once again located at the top of our website. Click there, amen, follow those instructions. You can see us live right now from the comforts of your own home, or you can go back into our archives, amen, and hear our previous messages of what the Lord is saying, amen, to his church. Amen. Those are the quick announcements. And finally, letting you know, we are on Facebook. Please like us there on our Facebook pages. You can find us under Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, or you can locate us under WOPD, also known as Women of Prophetic Destiny. We want to hear what God is doing for you, amen, and how this ministry is blessing your life. Glory to God. Those are the announcements for this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Now let us pray, and then the next voice you will hear will be none other than praise and worship led by Sister Melissa Butler. Amen. Let us bow our heads, people of God. Father, in Jesus' name, we glorify you, and we thank you, and we praise you, and we lift your name up this morning. Yes. God, we come into the house to give your name praise. We come into this house to give your name glory. We come into this house to give your name worship. There is no other thing that we want to do is but to give your name praise, God. There's nothing else we want to do but to give your name glory. There's nothing else we want to do but to lift our hands up and just worship you, because you're that kind of God. You're that good. You're that kind. You're that loving, God. You're just that type of God. There's nothing we can do without you. Without you, we are nothing. We will love you with everything that is in our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. God, we, your people, come this morning. We humble ourselves. We have our hands lifted up as a sign of surrender unto you, God. We lay at your feet this morning, God. Anything that is not like you, Lord, we ask for forgiveness right now. Search us, Holy Spirit, by your light. Begin to search everything that does not resemble you and take it out in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to be made whole. We want to be right before you. God, we want to see your face when it's all said and done. At the end of the day, Father, we come before you asking for your presence, your anointing, your power, and your strength to fall in this house in the mighty name of Jesus. Saturate this place with your glory. Saturate this place with your power. Saturate this place with your strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, even now, touch every life that is here. Father, let them not leave out of this place the same way that they came in. Begin to show revelation, knowledge, and understanding, God. Give them the missing pieces to the puzzles that they've been asking, the questions that they've been asking, God. Meet them at the point of their need on today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask in your powerful name that you will begin to go through the worship, God, that you will begin to anoint the musicians, Father. Let them minister under the anointing. Let us sing under the anointing. Let us worship under the anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, even now as the word comes forth, let it come forth in power. Let it come forth in strength, God. Oh, Father, we cancel the assignments of the enemy that is over the lives of your people, Father. We ask that you will put a tenacious desire in our spirit, God, where we will begin to go after you. Go after you hard of everything that's within our being. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give you name praise and glory and honor. Oh, Father, begin to raise up intercessors in this house. Begin to raise up prayer warriors in this house. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, those that are seeking hard after you, that have a heart to fall after you, that have a heart to listen for you, God, put a spirit of obedience down on your path, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we are no longer bound by the chains of excuses, that we are no longer bound by the spirit of fear. We are no longer bound by the spirit of anxiety, God, but we will go after you with everything that we have. We shall trust in the Lord with all our heart, and we shall not lean to our own understanding. Oh God, we love you today. We lift your name up today, God. We worship your name today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Father, right now, we thank you for the resources. We thank you for the people that are coming, God. We thank you that your hand of mercy and grace and favor is up on us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, let signs, wonders, and miracles work and make in this house. Let signs and wonders and miracles live in this house. In the name of Jesus, save those that are lost, God. Save those that are broken, God. Heal those that are wounded, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we worship your name. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. We give your name praise. We worship the name of Christ. We lift your name up in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give your name all the glory. We give your name all the honor. No one else like you, Jesus. No one else like our Father. No one else like our King. No one else like your Lord. We thank you. We praise your name. We worship your holy name. And even now, Father, crown the apostles' head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let them speak forth the oracles this morning, the oracles from heaven, God. Let the word begin to break into pieces. Break up the fallow ground. Break the ground. Break the handhold of the enemy, God. Over the lives of the people. Do it now in the name of Jesus. Let us not hear him, but let us see you in him. With power and authority. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we glorify you in this place today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How can we know that Jesus is our King this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm sorry. I'm Thank you. Thank you. We love you forever.
Hallelujah. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, for the Father speaketh such. Hallelujah. You have to be a worshiper, amen, in order to be able to, amen, tap into the glory and the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's in the worship, amen, that God begins to unveil himself before you. It's in the worship that the answers that you seek are found. It's in the worship where doors that are unlocked, you receive the keys to unlock. Hallelujah. It's in the worship. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't talking back to me. It's in the worship. Amen. Anybody can pray. Hallelujah. But it's when you get into the worship, the secret place, the secret chamber, amen, where you just begin to open up your heart before God and just bear yourself. And at the same time, when you begin to tap into his presence, God himself begins to unveil himself before you. Amen. But it's in your worship. Amen. I dare you to begin to get a relationship, a true relationship with the Father. Amen. And nothing's wrong with praise. I love it myself. Amen. I love it myself. I love a good shout myself. But there's times when a shout doesn't do it, a praise doesn't do it. I got to get into that secret closet, amen, with him, shutting myself up away from the world and everything that the enemy is trying to take me out with, and getting into that secret place with the Father. Hallelujah, and begin to talk to him and begin to pour my heart out before him and everything that's keeping me bound up and keeping me distracted from my purpose and my destiny. Amen. In that place of worship is where the chains begin to fall. In that place of worship is when miracles manifest. It's in that place of worship where healing begins to manifest. Amen. Worship is the answer. Amen. Come on, let us put our hands together before the Lord. Lord, hallelujah. Give us a praise. Hallelujah. Come on, open up your mouth and say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's vision is good for us to be timid and shy. Amen. Amen. He's that good. Well, it is time for the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the word. Amen. And we're washed with it. The word that sets the captives free is the word of God, the bread that we cannot live on our own. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. So we are making our way, amen, for his servant on this morning to deliver that fresh manna from heaven. Amen. People of God, prepare your hearts, your minds. Amen. Get your Bible and let us now receive none other than my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Come on, let's get out of prayer.
Come on, be prayed. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Look at your neighbor and tell them God is good. Come on, tell them again, God is good. That's just this one word to that all the time. You know that God is good all the time. Give him a good, good praise. All over the building. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. We're so happy that you would join us this morning. And what God is doing for us to do us is a beautiful thing. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, look at what God is doing. Come on, say it again. Look at what God is doing. Everything that God does is marvelous in our eyes. And we will rejoice and celebrate him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to, at this time, make sure that we take some time and just welcome our guests, amen. Thank God for those, amen. That's a good place to do that, amen. We applaud you, we appreciate you, and we pray that you get something from the service, amen. Too often what happens is we come in and we come in under pretenses of what a service should be, and we're waiting on the format of the service. Amen.
And some of that, sometimes that format, amen, will not manifest as we think it should.
Amen. And the reason why it don't manifest like we think it should is because that's what we want. That's not necessarily what the Spirit of God wants, amen?
Uh-huh.
And whatever He wants, look at your neighbor and say, whatever the Spirit wants,
is
what the Spirit's going to get. Amen?
So there are times when we come together and He says, I want you just to worship me.
Yeah.
I want you just to love on me.
Uh-huh.
Tell me if I am exciting to you, amen?
Huh?
Look at your neighbor and say, He's exciting to me.
He's exciting to me.
I'm in the household of faith now.
Yeah.
He ain't exciting to you, then just say that, amen? We'll see what we can do to make it exciting for you, amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're still dealing with the subject matter, if you will, of how are you living? And I think in this installment here, we're going to get into a little bit of the nitty-gritty of it, if you will, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the musician today.
Yeah.
I tell you, when you are playing and laying the track and doing everything and making sure it sounds right, when you get just that right hill, the right hill, it just makes everything so, amen. We appreciate you, brother. Amen. And he's been with us for each and every one of Prophetess's Woman of Prophetic Destiny conferences, amen. And now that we're here, he said, I'll do what I can to come and help you along, amen. And we just want you to know that we appreciate you, amen. Amen. No crying. Well, we want to take some time this morning, and I really got into the teaching part of this before, and I feel that we need to go back and look at some of the things that causes us not to live. Okay, I know that was going to hit you right in the chest, because some of you think you've been living, but you haven't been living because you haven't been living a life according to God's plan and purpose for your life, which means that you're doing a whole lot of burning and spinning of tires, but you're not doing any forward progression. Okay? That means there's a whole lot of smoke, but there's nothing that grabbed the road yet. Now, let me just share with you how you spin tires. You press your gas. At the same time, you hold your breath.
Right.
Y'all catch what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In other words, you try your best to get down the road, but you have your brakes on because you have not addressed the things and the concerns that God has for your life. So what you're doing is you're just wasting time, burning up resources. You know, tires only have a life of 50,000 miles or so, and you can burn up all of those sitting there spinning your tires. Amen? Or asphalt. Some people like that because they think it makes their car look faster. But in this race, you need all the rubber on your tire you can get. Amen? You got some place to go. Look at your neighbor and just tell them, I got some place to go. So we've been dealing with go quickly to Proverbs 18 and 20. Give it to me in the Message Bible. That way we don't have to transition there. And then we're going to go into Colossians, the third chapter. Because our life that we have is not the life that we think we have. We have to understand what life we really got. Amen? Now, Proverbs, when we look at Proverbs 18 and 20, it says that words satisfy as much as the fruit, as fruit does the stomach, Message Bible. Amen. Good talk is as gratifying as a good harvest. Amen.
Yeah, right.
So we begin to talk about how you're living by dealing with the fact that you live in the environment that you see.
Mm-hmm. You see that? So every time you open up your mouth and you begin to speak words of discouragement and words of doubt and words of defeat, all you're doing is you're planting those seeds, because every word that you speak out of your mouth is a seed. Satan don't care whether or not you meant it. He's a legalist. He just wants you to speak the word. So what he does is he shows you all the negatives so that you can speak those things. Amen? And we got to get a perception. You got to begin to look at this and see it like God sees it. Look at your neighbor and just tell him, you need to start looking and seeing this as God sees it.
You do.
You really do. Because what happens is when you don't see it as God sees it, you begin to speak based on your intelligence.
Right.
It don't look good to me.
Right.
They should have did this. I wish somebody would, because I would. And all of that stuff that we speak right there is what causes us to go into a negative place. Amen?
Okay.
God is trying to get us to see that we have better than that. Amen? And we can preach it. We can sing it. We can shout to it. We just have a hard time living it. Amen?
Okay.
Oh, God, help us today. Okay? So we satisfy ourselves with the words that come out of our mouth. And then go to that next one right there, that 21st verse right there. Because simply words kill, or words give life. Either fruit or poison, you choose. Amen? Is that what that scripture says? Thank you. You choose. So when I ask the question, how are you living? Before you tell me how you're living, I've looked at what you're saying.
All right.
Because your language tells me what your environment is. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
See, you can't tell me that you're English and you speak Russian. Don't tell me that you're from Portugal, but you actually speak French. Don't tell me that you're from Kenya, but you can't speak Swahili. You understand? Wherever you are, you speak the language of your environment. You see that? So I don't have to judge you. I just have to hear you. And when I hear you, you'll tell me where you are. Oh, God, help us. Some of y'all don't know that you've been giving the enemy clues to your possible location. The Bible says very clearly, it says, in the time of trouble he shall hide me. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. So when he hid me, the enemy couldn't find me until you mouth off your location. What's the first thing that in the Bible they teach newborns? They teach us a predator is coming. Why? Because a sound could mean your existence. As a Christian, the sound that we make should be instead of the problem, we should be speaking the resolution to the problem. But yet still we are cultivated after our society, so we speak the problems that we're seeing. So when something bad happens in our neighborhood, we say, look at what the devil's doing. Look what happened in my neighborhood. They're killing everybody. They're doing this. They're doing that. And you know what happens? We plant seeds and there's more death, more tragedy. You see that? But we keep speaking it out our mouths. And Sam keeps saying, well, no, those are your children, and you know you got to iron those feathers. So he's free then to create the environment that we cry about. Okay, let me give it to you like this. The children of Israel came out of Egypt, and the one thing that got hated about them was the fact that they murmured and complained. Whenever you're speaking about the problem, you're doing the complaining part.
And God will say, stop murmuring and complaining. No matter what I do, I judge you, but you can't praise me for that. I delivered you, but you can't praise me for that. I lifted you up, but you can't praise me for that. I healed the body, but you can't praise me for that. The problem here is that we're complainers and murmurers. So then in our environment, we begin to have more things to complain about. There are situations that we end up murmuring about. We look at the word, we know the end result of the children of Israel, all that murmuring and complaining meant that they didn't get to go over into the promised land. The children who had not learned yet were the ones who came up and went over to conquer the land. And some of you have been living for Christ a long time. You've been living for God a long time. And still your mouth has deterred your destiny. Because instead of giving God glory, you talk about everything wrong in the church. We can't seem to get, I don't know why pastor preached that. Here they come, the choir going to sing that about my good. Why they sit me over here? They know my seat up. Who parked in my spot? I've been parking here for 12 years. That person that parked there may have came in with an injury and just need to get a little closer. But if you haven't had it for 12 years, you just got it because you like it, but they need it. Then you got enough God in you to let them park there. Or did you lose your Christianity and still didn't come to the altar when you got in the church? Trying to figure out whose car it is.
You know whose car it is.
So many of us should just repent and go buy somebody some more tires because y'all sliced a couple of them. Park on my spot. I bet you won't park here no more. You know, they don't know that you did that, and you didn't give God the glory with your action. Okay, well, let's talk about that just a little bit. Because remember this now, words kill, words give life. Let's go over to Colossians, the third chapter, first verse. See, and this is the problem that we have here, because we are still living the life of yesteryear. We still remember our glory days back when we were. You understand? And we forgot that we are now new. Look at your neighbor and say, you are new.
You are new.
Come on, say it again, you're new. Oh, if you don't believe that, then you won't act like that, amen? Look what it says here. I'm going to read from the New King James Version, then we're going to go over here to the Message Bible. It says, if you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind, everybody say your mind. See, that's the problem. Your mind is on everything but what's about to be said here. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Wait a minute. You mean I can't be concerned about the mess going on down here? Look at your neighbor and say, no. Mm-mm. You can't be focused on stuff down here. The enemy, look at what he did to Eve. And I talk about this all the time. Eve had everything that she needed, right? But then there came a point in time where the serpent came and told her that she had something, or she didn't have something that she needed. And she pondered that.
Yeah.
And that pondering led her into an action that we live with today. Born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We said, huh? So when we have our minds now that we are renewed through Christ, amen. When we have our minds renewed in Christ, amen, then what happens is when we start pondering things and focusing on things down here on this world, then we miss our heavenly assignment. And when you don't fulfill your heavenly assignment, then you can't get the blessing of your obedience. Amen? So you miss it because your focus is off. We're going to preach that sermon, that series right there, because y'all need to
Remember to keep your focus. Look at your neighbor and say, keep your focus. Come on, say it again. Keep your focus.
Keep your focus.
So then, it says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you God.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, gee.
Is that the third verse right there? Give me that third verse. I want to see it there in the Message Bible.
Oh, okay. Your old life is dead. So why are you finding your identity in your past?
Oh, help us, God, today.
Why is it that when you see yourself in the mirror, you see yourself in your high school days when you was all that? You've been out of high school double the time it took you to get through the first time. Yet still the image of yourself is so yesteryear. Homecoming. Prom. You 30-something years old and you still looking like, ooh, I can wear it here.
I look good, you just don't like that.
Wait a minute, stop, hold on. Your mentality is where your past glories were. I'm about to mess somebody up because you just, well, I just like how I look back then. Yeah, but you know what? You was this thin back then, and now you this thin. Okay? You ain't getting back down to this. And you haven't struggled staying with that because you really did. Okay? See, that's the problem. Is that in your mind, the deception of your mind is that you still here. And if you will be honest with yourself, and some of you think you really are being honest with yourself, you think you're here. But the reality is that everybody can see that you've been here for a while.
And we help us get
that. I'm sorry for those of you listening. Y'all should have saw what I just did.
Amen.
Go to the archives. You better pick this up. Amen. Lord Jesus. He said, for you die. Now, death is the end of life. This should be real simple. Death is the end of life. Say it with me. Death is the end of life.
Death is the end of life.
So if your own life is dead, why are you still trying to live? Death. I'm away because some of y'all need to ponder this, take it in. Think about it. Because when you leave from here, you should have something on the inside of you that says, I'm not going to be who I was. I'm going to be who God designed me to be. And I'm going through a process now. He's removing things. We used to say, Lord, take it out. If it don't mean you mean any good, take it out. Lord, if it's not of you, take it out. Remove it from me. Purge me with gifts. Lord, strip me down and build me back up in your image. Show like this. Lord, I don't want you. Listen to me. We stop praying that.
You stop saying that.
Because we like ourselves. In Christian of today, the flesh is more alive than it's ever been. And we got to learn to get back to that. Your life has died. You have died. Well, if I die, what? How am I still here? Okay, well, if you're a Christian, the life that you now live, your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. So now we see the problem is that your focus has not been on God. Your focus has been on yourself. Well. Oh, Jesus. You've been thinking about what you wanted and how you wanted it. We got all these nasty things going on in Christianity. They're preaching prosperity. Now, and they're preaching grace. Grace says that God loves you so much, he would never punish you. He's a great father. He loves you like that. The reality is he sent his son so that you didn't have to experience his wrath. Okay? That's so much for your grace. That was grace. Jesus Christ died for your sin. Look at your neighbor and say, Jesus Christ died for your sin.
Jesus Christ died for your sin.
That's the grace.
Yeah, that's the grace.
okay, now you have to understand, just like there's a grace period, you're supposed to pay your rent or your lease on the first, and they give you 5 days maybe as a grace period. Look at your neighbor and say, grace has an end. Because some of you think that God is not going to kick you out. You're a spiritual squatter. Well, God. Because you went past grace a long time ago. How do I know you went back past grace? Because you're still talking about God working on me for stuff he's been working on you for the last 10 years you've been saved. Just be truthful and honest. You have no plans of giving that up. Stop trying to act like he's working on you. You went past the work all a long time ago. Amen. You like what you're doing. Oh, you enjoy it. You got it down to art and science. Looking at the females as they walk past like you ain't doing nothing. So they walk past. Don't worry, the females be doing it to the men. Huh? Going around situations that you know you shouldn't be around just so somebody say something to you, you can get a piece of your mind. And you know what? You need to get all that mind back because you need as much mind as you get because you ain't got no common sense as it is.
Wow.
Any fool would know. I'm calling you a fool. I'm just saying a fool would know. You find yourself in what I'm saying, then move. Amen. A fool would know that if it's going to cause destruction and problems and drama, then you don't need to be around it. Isn't it interesting we have been taught and trained like this? Go back to your elementary school days. Somebody get upset, and when I was young, we used to do this, you know, somebody was like, you know what that was? We was telling them, guess what? And it'll be between me and one other person. But everybody in the school tries to find their way to the playground. Y'all see how we train into mess? Here you are now. You can't hardly stand the gospel. But you ain't missing housewives. You're not missing loving that. Well, I need to know what is the love and hip hop? Basketball wise, Hollywood husbands, you know, anything that got to do with the mess. And you know, isn't it interesting? Oh, Preachers of LA, yeah, they're a bunch of clowns too. That is not. Oh, for those of you watching who still think that is real Christianity and real preachers, that is not. Amen. You got a little microcosm of idiots who got titles and wearing chains, walking around showing their butts and their flesh and their fleshly or their proclivities, and you are putting it out there because it says preachers as if you are the real Christian. You are not. You are the thing that we preach about when we stand up. True men and women of God will show Christ and not their own self. You don't have the same girlfriend keep giving her babies, but you don't count that as sin. This Bible says different. I don't care how well you sing. Talk about we're going to save your choir. You need to save yourself and fat out. Huh? Nobody trying to hear you. So what? One of those preachers asked me to come out. Am I right there? Asked me to come out and be their minister of music, and they would take good care of me, Doc, you know. Bob Hope was my neighbor. I wave at him every morning. I was like, no, God ain't told me to do that. Here he is on Preachers of L.A. What would I look like if I was sold out to that stuff? Probably a little more wealthy than I am now, but all the less more. Amen. Why did I say that? Because you need to look at and understand that there are certain things in your life that you have to do because your freedom is more important. I died to that stuff.
Amen. Look at your neighbor. Just ask them, have you died to it yet? Come on, just ask them. Ask them again, have you died to it? I don't think you died yet because, you know, you're still breathing. They lay down to skin and bones and the corpse. It's dressed up, sitting in the seat, poking you, talking about when we going to leave. You know what we planned on doing when we leave here. Hey, look at your neighbor and say, I died. I didn't die of laughter. I died to the sinful nature I had. Okay, so look what it says. For you die and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So now, this is the thing, and this is what he was talking to me. When he said, how are you living? He said, you died, and now the life that you live is really Christ being lived through you. So that you are the representative of Christ in the earth. If they will know who Christ is, they'll know it because you live a Christian life. People don't want to come to church anymore. Why? Because they're tired of the hypocrisy that goes across the pulpit. I'm saying, oh! And the next minute they're talking about, sister, you sure was wearing that dress. You made any more of that pie? I got to come by and get some of that pie, right? They weren't talking about the pie that went in the oven. They were talking about other stuff. And you just shouted everybody around you, spoke in tongues, prophesied to half the church. Huh? Or should I say prophesied, because it was really about getting them to give more money. Had nothing to do with the truth of God being revealed in their life and in their actions. It had everything to do with how you could get more for yourself. Here you are, ego will shine off of everything. And after you get that ego will shine off of everybody and telling them about how God's going to put your enemies up, I see it. Just step your foot down, step it, step someone, grind it in, do it again, do it again. God's going to take your enemy. Listen, go to the New Testament. There's no place where we see Jesus Christ telling us that he's going to put our enemy up on our feet. He says if your enemy is hungry, feed him. Wait a minute, hold on. That don't sound right. I wish they would come and ask me for it. Yes, he said that. He said if they smite you on your left, turn him to the other. They take your coat off from your belt, too. Wait a minute, hold on. All that stuff that's in the Bible concerning Christ? Yes! Because he got shot over your head in these carpets. And that ain't even in the New Testament. Why is there so many that they fight in the world over themselves? And they're looking for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And they can't fight because we end up fighting ourselves. Oh, Jesus, help us today. I know this early in the morning for some of y'all to hear this kind of preaching, but this is the only kind I got. Amen? Give God a praise all over the good. So, if your old life is dead according to the Message Bible, your new life, which is your real life, can I ask you the question again, how are you living? Are you living a real life, or are you in denial? Oh, man. See, the one thing that we keep hearing people say in the world, I'm keeping it 100. I'm keeping it real. But in the church, we don't say that. Because nobody wants the real life. Because everybody wants to live their life. Not the life that Christ called us to. But why? Well, let's go on to that fifth verse.
Wait a minute, hold on. I want to read those last words right there.
I like different translations for different passages, simply because they put it in words that I would think, but it actually articulates it properly so that we can hear it like it needs to be said. Look at your neighbor and say, he is your life.
He is your life.
So your real life is him. Your real life is not what you think it is, it's what he made. And in each one of our lives, there is a plan and a purpose. Say it with me. There's a plan and a purpose. Say it again. There's a plan and a purpose. Now, let me just give you this here, because gifts come without repentance.
Right.
And because some people are in love with the gift, they never fell in love with the giver. So they're walking around with the gift, and because they know it came from God, they say, look what God gave me. But they never dedicated it back to him. Okay? So now you have the ability, the gift, but you don't have an anointing. So you learn how to fake a feeling. Prophetess and I was talking about this. It was back in the day. I'm just going to tell you this because I know you probably appreciate this. Back in the day, you know, when the power of God hit the temple, hit the household of faith, woo, we used to feel it. And when we went, it went da 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 da. And it was that. Now, they're so fabricated that we got to tell the people when the power of God's supposed to hit it.
Right.
We didn't have time to set up a click track when there was a flow in the spirit. There was no time for that. You know, we were calling out, we were there, it was going, That was it. We had to. No, we ain't have time for that. Just as quick as you would have got it set, it was over. Because the power of God moves in waves. He comes in and, whew, it's like a joke. Just that quick, it was done. You see me recovering from it, but it already had happened. You're going to shout before the recovery. You wasn't tuned in. When it hit me, it should have hit you. We fabricate the truth because we are in denial of it, having a form but denying the power. Y'all see that? A form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. In other words, we look it, but we don't have the substance of it. Oh, God. All right, go on to that next one. Remember that it gives you life.
All right.
Your words kill or they give life. Okay, keep that now. And that means, if you go Colossians 3rd chapter, 5th verse, in the Message Bible, and that means selling off everything connected with that way of death. Now, you can't kill off everything connected with that way if you still living that life and need it for survival. That's why you won't clean out your Facebook. Looking at my right. I don't have to look at nobody. That's why your phone number won't change. Okay. Your contacts have that number. Never know when they're coming through again. Wanna make sure you leave the light on. Lord Jesus. When I got saved, there were some people, and this is the thing, I'm going to say this and y'all have to understand. When I got truly saved, I mean for real saved, I mean I'm not playing around with it because I just want everybody to think that when I got really saved and serious about it, I had friends that I had for a long time who tried to see if I was still there, and they found out I wasn't, and they began to move away. So they were out of the picture. And when I went looking for them, they said, hey, what's up, Donna? They were still backing away. You know why? Because the Bible says men love darkness rather than light.
when I got serious about him, they had to disconnect. See, this is the thing, is sometimes we don't have the common sense to let go. So that causes the situation to happen that causes a break and a release. Y'all see it? When it happens, don't go run after it. Look at your neighbor and say, just let it go. You know what? This bad relationship, it's not you, it's me. In this case, you know, it really is me. I've made up in my mind that I've died. And like this is, that means killing off everything connected with that way of life, that way of death. I'm sorry. You see it? Huh? Sexual promiscuity, and that's right there. You know, God, we always get round to that at the very beginning. Because if there's anything that's going to connect you to your past, it's your past conquest and supposed victories.
But you remember
in your mind. No, my. We had it together. In reality, you was a hot mess. It was a hot mess, and you could have had crap on top of your forehead. They didn't care.
It was just hot mess, and just where you got to look over some things.
Y'all think that I'm picking. Why don't you go back and look at some of your old pictures when you thought you looked like all of that before you found Christ and see how you really looked. Prophetess and I was going through some old pictures, saw ourselves way back in the day when we thought we looked good and saw how sin had ravaged our body. I'm so glad that God unified the me and restored them. I couldn't look like this back in the day. I'm okay now. I had some moments in my life. Leave me alone. Because you gassed them too. Go back to some of your childhood pictures. Go back to some of your high school pictures when you thought you was all that and your teeth didn't quite fit in your mouth. Y'all had a flashback. Woo! Your forehead was too big for your neck. Come on, reality check. Come on.
Wow.
Reality check. Because we think that we look a certain way.
Yeah.
And when Christ comes, the Spirit of truth opens up your eyes. He wipes away the crust, and now you get a good look at how you really. Oh my God, is that what I've been putting out? We've been trying to hide everything. We're covering up. Ooh, I'm saved now. You got anything? No, nothing here. Okay, because before you was walking around all proud thinking that you wanted everybody, but now we live our past because of our past supposed success. Conquest. I could pull a female. I could get any animal. You still living that? You say, been married for 13 years and still talking about you can pull anything you want. Listen, you pulled your last trick when you said I do. Well. Mm-hmm. We're going to leave that right there. Amen. You won't go out and cheat on your wife, but you got subscriptions and you've been watching so much on the internet that you got all kind of viruses. So people don't use your computer because they don't know what's going to pop open at any moment. You sitting up there talking about, I'm saying, I'm married. I don't know, I just got on here. You know how that got on here. Sexual promiscuity, impurity, lust. Oh, here's a good one. Do it whatever you feel like, whenever you feel like it. Oh, I thought that was just my prerogative. Why are we going to live here and get it out of your prayer? Right.
my prerogative. I do whatever. I live however I want to live. God said, be here at a certain time. Be here. God said, do something at a certain time. Do it. God said, go somewhere. Go. Look at your neighbor and say, be obedient.
My God.
They're just lucky I showed up. They just asking too much. I feel like it's a truth. Stop. Hold it. Stop. You asking God to wake you up every morning. You just expecting. You stop saying, Lord, thank you for waking me up. You just get to say, another day.
Very long time doing it.
Lord, live your life. What's his name? Harvey, Steve Harvey and everybody more. You got your morning routine down, and not one time do you stop and tell God, thank you for waking me up. Take it for granted that he woke you up. People around you die. He said, Lord, that's a shame. I hope they got their life together. No, you need to stop. They die. You still have opportunity. Introspection. Do I have my life together? Get me together. All this lack days ago. Back in the day, they served in the church. I remember Mom would get so much time off in the afternoon. She would come to noonday prayer. She'd be 10 minutes late getting there, and she would be 10 minutes early so she could get back to work on time. There ain't no excuse for not coming for the time she could, talking about I have to work. But they had power back then. Children going to jail and coming out trying to figure out, I don't know how I got out.
Yeah, I know I messed up.
Nowadays, they just go in. We pray into the peer packages. You know why? Because we have dedicated ourselves to holiness. Doing whatever you feel like. And listen to this. Your feelings and your proclivities will lead you into things that have nothing to do with God. Amen? Whenever you feel like doing it. And grabbing whatever attracts your fancy. Look at your neighbor and say, some things you shouldn't touch. Which I have time to preach just like I want to. Huh? Because there's some things that you grab hold of you can't let go of. Crack heels, but you're on the heat this moment. Airplanes, other stuff. You do it once, you grab hold of it once because curiosity drew you to it. And you can't let go of it.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody. Okay. So if we're killing off everything connected to that way of death, notice something then. We have to deal with this lack of here. Lack of life shaped by things and feelings instead of by God. So all of this time we've been talking about I'm just doing me. And all of that doing me is really your flesh against God. Mm-hmm. Y'all see that?
Yeah.
Somebody else, you just put your hands and say, Lord, forgive me, help me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say to myself, Lord, forgive me
and help me.
There's times when I thought that I was doing the right thing. And really, it was my flesh. It had nothing to do with God. It had everything to do with me. And what I wanted to see and what I wanted to happen at a certain time, and I did it that way, thinking I was doing the best thing. But if it's not a life that is shaped after God, his plan, his will,
right.
Then I'm forcing myself to die to my spiritual life. And this carnal life is temporal. This thing going to run out eventually. This body going to wear out eventually. What have you done to secure your tomorrow if you're so concerned about your today?
Wow.
Well, I'm just asking questions. You got to come up with the real answer yourself. Amen? and answering the call for you to come into compliance with God's will for your life and say yes to him. We used to say, yes, Jesus, yes, God. Yes, Jesus. Yes. My soul says yes. My heart says yes. Everything about me. Say yes. We stop saying yes. We want to know the clause.
All right. What am I signing up for? Yeah.
When you got saved, you signed up for obedience to God. I'm not done. I just got to stop because of time.
That's a life shaped by feelings and feelings instead of by God.
So prosperity theology tells you the more things you have, the more holiness you have. Goes in appearance to this right here. That's a life shaped by things.
Yeah. I want my stuff.
No, I want his stuff. His stuff is going to satisfy me. And then when he allows other stuff to come with it, it won't lead me away from him but closer to him.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for my new house and my new car, my next level, and all the rest of that. I'm looking for more of him. How many of you want more of him?
Oh,
how many of you really want more of him? I'm telling you, it's going to take something in this day and time to live a holy, dedicated life.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you gotta make up in your mind that you don't care, come whatever. You're going to dedicate and lock into this. I'm about to get into this series. Keep your focus. Faith, obedience, compassion, unity, and sanctification. Because we can keep focus for everything else, but we can't live sanctified for nothing. You know why? Because you can't live sanctified. Without the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
He is the keeping agent. He is the strong man in the house. When you have the Holy Ghost on the inside, your body will start to do like this, and the Holy Ghost will turn your head so you can't see the care to be enticed by power. You don't have the Holy Spirit in you, be saying, Lord, help me, help me, help me, Jesus, help me. Too many people are doing that. And the world is looking at it saying, that's what Christianity is. I got my own problems. I don't need that problem too. We got to get back to living this life and living the life the way that God gave it to us to live. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, give God a praise.
Glory
to God. Now, maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus in the pardon of your sin. I'm talking to you who are listening over Blog Talk or watching us live. And maybe you need to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. I speak to you now and I appeal to you to try Jesus. If you would like to know him, simply pray this prayer with me. Father, forgive me of my sin. Wash me in the name of Jesus. Wash me in his blood. Cleanse me. Make me whole. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, if they prayed that prayer, lead them to a Bible-believing church, a Bible-teaching church where they can be developed and mature. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now for those who are sick, for those, Lord, who need a touch, for those who need a miracle, Lord, that you will provide, that you will send your ministering angel to minister healing in their body. I speak the peace of God to come into the hearts and minds, sorrow through Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you for every resource, every miracle, every sign, every wonder that will manifest because we, your children, lift you up and follow wholly your will for our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr. There you'll find out more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us. Help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen.
I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen of Christ the King Redemptive Ministry. Along with my wife, Prophetess Crystal McQueen, we invite you to join us again on Tuesday at 7 p.m., 7 p.m. on Thursday for Prophetic Atmosphere with Prophetess Crystal McQueen, and then next Saturday at 9:30 and Sunday at 8:30 for another Christ the King Redemptive Ministries broadcast. We love you, and God loves you, and this is your day to live the kingdom lifestyle. Go out and celebrate Jesus. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Come on, let's give God a praise.